Thank you for calling customer care. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
Yes, ma'am. It's 36272.
May I please have the first and last name for verification?
Deborah Bradley.
Thank you for that. Let's see here. Let me locate the account here. And please verify the email address.
This is dfbdab32@yahoo.com.
Thank you for that. And please verify the shipping address.
430 County Road 306, Piedmont, Alabama.
Okay, thank you for that. Let's see. And the last four digits of the card number is 8247, April of 2023.
Yep, that sounds right. So you got my card information too.
Yes, ma'am. The only way that we would have gotten it is if it was manually put into the system and this was done through a contest. Mm-hmm. But we can file this as fraud, but I just want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation and that false claims of fraudulent charges will result in penalties such as a fine. As long as you're assured that no one else in your household, including yourself, placed the original order, then we will proceed with the claim.
Okay. I didn't order. I don't even know who you people are. I had to look it up on the internet. I've had my identity stolen before, but I thought that the days were over.
Okay, ma'am. Get the refund issued for you. And that'll be back into the account in 3 to 5 business days. And did the previous agent give you the confirmation number? If not, I can provide that to you whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
It's C is in Charlie 9192 76962.
Okay, got that. So it'll be in the account at least by 5 days, right?
3 to 5 business days.
Right. Okay, it sounds good.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, nope, that's it.
Thank you for calling customer care, and have a good rest of your day, ma'am.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.